Today's daf is Erech and Daf Lamed Gimel. We're going to try to do Daf Lamed Gimel and Daf Lamed Dalet because I'm not going to be here tomorrow. So let's get started. We got to the top of Daf Lamed Gimel Amar Aleph. We were discussing how in the days of Ezra, when the Jewish people or a very small portion of the Jewish people returned to Eretz Yisrael, there were no longer Noheg Yovlos. The Gemara had said that they counted Yovlos, and the Gemara said, "But wait a second! Didn't we learn that when even Shevet Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Shevet Menashe were exiled, they stopped keeping Yovlos because you need Kol Yoshveh Leha." So how could they have observed Yovlos when such a tiny minority of the Jewish people came back in the days of Ezra? You need Kol Yoshveh Aleha. So the Gemara said, no, they were only counting Yovlos in the days of Ezra, the Kadesh Shmita. They weren't actually observing the laws of Yovel. They were counting the years of Yovel so that they could have an accurate count of when the Shmita years were. But during the Yovel year, none of the halachos of Yovel actually took effect. So says Gemara, Hani chol Rabban and Damri Shnas Chamisha Menem in a Minyan, El Rabbi Yehuda Damri that works great if you assume that the way to count, the way to cheshb in the years, is that the 50th year does not count as part of the minyan. The 50th year is a separate year, and then the year 51 is the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, so you need to count the Yovlos in order to get the Shemitah count properly going. But if you assume that the 50th year is not only the Yovel year, but it's also the first year of the next Shemitah cycle, so then why do you have to count it as a Yovel year? You count anyway. Every 7 years is a new cycle. You don't have to keep track of which year is a Yovel year if you're not observing the laws of Yovel. Anyway, you'll be accurate about which years are Shemitah years. So it says, well, yeah, Havadei delok Rabbi Yehuda. So then we must be assuming, obviously, not like Rabbi Yehuda. When we say that they counted Shemitah and Yovels in the days of Ezra, that must be going against Rabbi Yehuda, because if, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's absolutely no reason for them to count when the Yovel year would be, considering that they didn't observe the halachos of Yovel. So, frak the Gemara, v'lo manu shmitin v'yovlos, is that really true that when the 2.5 shvatim were exiled, that they stopped counting shmitin v'yovlos, as we mentioned yesterday on the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Beis, v'aksiv, and this is in the Zman of Bayis Rishon, that already when a couple of shvatim were exiled, they stopped counting yovlos. V'aksiv, doesn't the pasuk say many years after the shvatim were exiled, that the pasuk says, after 7 years of servitude, you send out the Eved Ivri. And we ask about that, what do you mean after 7 years of servitude? Miketz Sheva Shanim, is that really true? What's the pasuk in Yirmiyahu talking about, that it's after 7 years? The pasuk in the Torah says, va'avdecha shesh shanim, that an Eved Ivri only works for 6 years. Explained. Sheish l'nimkar, v'sheva l'nirtza. It's 6 years for someone who was sold as an Eved Ivri, and that's when he's serving just one term as an Eved Ivri. It's 6 years and then he goes free. That's what the Torah was talking about. But then the Torah gave us all parsha of rotzeh, of an Eved who wants to stay. Ahavti es ishti ves adoni. The Eved that likes his position as an Eved. So we do a piercing of his ear. Such an Eved could stay for 7 years, or 10, or 20, or 30, or 40. He could stay all the way until Yovel. So that's what the pasuk in Yirmiyahu is talking about, that Miketz Sheva Shanim, if that happens to be the Yovel year, 1 year after you do the Ritzia of his Ozen, 1 year after you pierce the upper part of his right ear, so then he would go free at that point in time. But the bottom line is that you see already in Sefer Yirmiyahu that they were talking about the concept of sending your Eved free, and he was telling them, you got to send your Eved free when Yovel comes. Apparently, they were observing the laws of Yovel. Apparently, Yovel was still being Noheg. So, answers the Gemara, no. That was in the days of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech. Right, so in the times of Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, which was during the days of the Churban HaBayis, which is many generations after the Golus Sancheiriv, after the couple of tribes were exiled, still they were keeping Yovel. So answers Gemara, Hu b'toch chaksiv. No, they weren't actually keeping Yovel, and the Navi wasn't telling them that you should keep the laws of Yovel. What he was telling them is, you wonder why we're in trouble. We're in trouble because when we had the opportunity, we didn't keep the laws of Yovel. He was giving Musar. We didn't send out our avodim in the seventh year when Yovel coincided with the seventh year. V'kamer Navi hishlachtem v'aksiv I frek the Gemara, but doesn't the pasuk say v'yishmu v'yishlachu that they actually listened and sent out their avodim? Sounds like it wasn't just a musar shmuz about years past when they didn't do their job, but it sounds like it was actionable now that the Navi was telling them send out your avodim and they listened and they did it. So it sounds like Yovel was still noheg. So Elam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says you're right. In the days of Tzidkiyahu, you have to say Yovel was noheg. It wasn't noheg already generations earlier by the Golas on Cheriv. Yeah, Yirmiyahu Chziran the Yoshiyahu ben Amon Malach Alehen. Yirmiyahu brought those tribes back. That even though they were exiled in the days of Sancheriv, they were brought back by Yirmiyahu, and Yoshiyahu served as king over them. When we know on the Hador, how do we know that they came back? Tichsiv ki amocher lamem kalo yashuv. Efshar Yovel batel v'navi misnavi alav sheyivatel. Does it make sense that after Yovel was already batel, you have a navi being misnavi that Yovel will be batel? That doesn't make any sense. Elamalame tichsir Yirmiyahu must be that Yovel was being observed again. Why was Yovel being observed again? Because Yirmiyahu brought those tribes back, and that's why the Navi could start talking about how Yovel again will one day become Batel. And how do we know that Yoshiyahu served as king over them? So they saw the kever of Yoshiyahu, and they referred to him as the man who served in Beis El. So what does Yoshiyahu have anything to do with Beis El? The pasuk is talking about Yoshiyahu when he came back to rid Eretz Yisrael of Avodah Zarah. Beis El was Malchi Yisrael territory. Yoshiyahu was a Melch Yehuda. What was a Melch Yehuda doing in Malchi Yisrael territory? So it must be El Kishach Zirin Yirmiyahu Yoshiyahu Malach Aleim. It must be that these tribes from the Malchi Yisrael, when they were exiled and then they came back, Yoshiyahu served as their Melech. But they did come back to town, and once they came back to town, Yovel was again Noeg. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehach. Rav Nachman Yitzchak says, now we learn it from the following pasuk. Pasuk says, "V'gam Yehuda sheis katzir lach b'shuv yishvosami." And katzir, Rashi says, we darshin katzin as a leader, as a king, because he says, "Nun and a reish are mischalefes." That nun and reish can be sometimes can be exchanged for each other, like Nevuchadnezzar. Sometimes it's called Nevuchadretzar. So you have sometimes that a nun and a reish are exchanged one for the other. The Ola Shloma raises the question. We Gemara wanted to prove from the pasuk Miketz Shavashanim Tishluchu Isha Sachiv HaIvri Yashar Yimachelach. Right, the Gemara wanted to prove that Yovel was still Noeg in the days of Tzidkiyahu. So the Ola Shloma raises the question. You could prove from that pasuk Bepshitus that there were Noeg Yovel Bebayisheni, because the Gemara says earlier we went to Gemara in Daf Chav Tesla Med Aleph that in Eved Ivri the whole din of Eved Ivri is only Noeg when Yovel is Noeg. So instead of getting fancy, well, why does it say Shevashanim, not Sheishanim? Elamai, it must be that Shevashanim is when you had Ritzias Ozen, but if you have Ritzias Ozen, the Eved only goes free. Hey, Yovel, oh, so you see, Yovel is Noeg. No, very direct. Yovel is Noeg, because they only have a din of Eved Ivri when Yovel is Noeg. That should have been the Raya. It's not Shaykh Din Eved at all. So the Ola Shlomo's mitarates that you could say, no, that the pasuk is talking about the din of Eved Ivri was Noeg in the days of Bayesheni Midrabanan. So maybe that it's not a Raya that Yovel is Noeg just because there is a concept of an Eved Ivri, because maybe that was Eved Ivri Midrabanan. Midaraisa, there's no din of Eved Ivri. Midrabanan, there was a din of Eved Ivri. So we need to prove from the fact that it says 7 years and not 6 years, that's how we go about the Raya, that Yovel was in fact Noheg at that time. So it says the next Mishnah, Batei HaChatzerim, if you have a bias in a city of Chatzeros, not a Batei Arichoma, different type of bias, Batei HaChatzerim. So Noslem Koach Yofesh, and we'll define what that is, Batei HaChatzerim, but a city that doesn't have a wall, right? So Noslem Koach Yofesh shebabate arichoma v'koach yafa shebesados. So it's not a sada because it's a bayis, nor is it bate arichoma because there's no wall. So we give it the best of both worlds, meaning the seller has the original owner, let's call it, has the best rights, the most rights of anybody. V'negalin miyad, and therefore he could buy it back right away, like you can bate arichoma. Remember, sados, he got to give a 2-year time period where you're not allowed to buy it back. But over here, Batei HaChatzerim, you could buy it back right away. The Kol Shneimasar Chodesh, plus the whole first year, you could still buy it back. Kibbatim, like Batei Arichoma. The Yotin Biyovel, Begiron Kesav Kesados. But unlike Batei Arichoma, which if you don't buy it back in the first year, you're never going to see it again. And unlike Batei Arichoma, which you can't do, Giron Kesav, you can't decide 25 years into the Yovel, well, I sold it, 25 years ago, or 24 years ago, so for 49ths of the price, I'll buy it back. No, you can't do that. By Batei HaChatzerim, you can do that. It goes back at Yovel and Giron Kesef. You can redeem it for Giron Kesef like you can Sados. You just deduct from the purchase price the amount of time that it's already been used by the purchaser. So Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa Al Sada Ha'aretz Yechashev Hikishu HaKasav L'Stei Achuza. When it talks about Batei HaChatzerim, the Torah links Batei HaChatzerim to Stei Achuza. Ma Stei Achuza Yotzi B'Yovel B'Giron Kesef. Just like Stei Achuza can go out by Yovel and it goes out by Giron Kesef, so too Batei HaChatzerim can go back to the original owner, both at Yovel and Giron Kesef. So it should have the chumras of Stei Achuza as well. That just like Stei Achuza for the first 2 years, you can't buy it back. I might have thought that the same is true for Batei HaChatzerim. Tamalomar Geula Tihielo Miyad. That's why it says Geula Tihielo. We darshin Geula can happen right away. Even in the first 2 years, you're able to redeem it. Once we give it the advantages of Sados and the advantages of Batim, meaning Batim over here, Batei Arichoma, we give Batei HaChatzeros the advantages of both Sados and Batei Arichoma, Yachal lo yetsu beYovel, I might think that it shouldn't go out at Yovel. That's why it says it goes out at Yovel. So the Gemara right away asked, I remember when I was preparing this stuff, I was looking at that line over and over and over again, trying to figure out what in the world is it talking about. Sometimes you just got to go weiter. Maika Amar, what in the world is that talking about? That doesn't make any sense. If we're going to give it the strengths of Batei HaChatzeros and Batei Arichoma, of course it'll go out at Yovel. That's one of the strengths of Stei Achuza. So what are you talking about? That because we give a koach yafa, it shouldn't go out at Yovel till you have the pasuk that says be Yovel yetsay. So Ravuna lo nitzrucha el makdish bayis bebatei achatzerim vegalo acher miad hagdish. Now the case is as follows: someone was the original owner was makdish his batei achatzerim, he was makdish his house in a non-walled city. Someone else redeemed it from hagdish upagabo Yovel b'shana shnia, and the second year after the original Hekdish, Yovel came. So Lemaima Damasli, now let's apply the halachos of Batei Arichoma and see how this would turn out. Let's apply the halachos of Stei Achuza and see how this would turn out. Lemaima Damasli, ilu Batei Arichoma Medamasli, if you want to compare it to Batei Arichoma, well, ichlutle lokech. It's been more than a year. The original seller has not redeemed it. So the halachos, he never gets it back. It's already the lokech, it's to keep it forever. And if you want to compare it to Stei Achuza, well, the halacha by Stei Achuza is if you're makdish a Stei Achuza, and now it's in the possession of Hagdish, and then someone else redeems it from Hagdish, and then Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim. It doesn't go back to the original owner. The Kohanim Nafka. Ah, so that's the case where a Batei HaChatzeros, I would have thought, does not go back to the original owner at Yovel. So the Hachitzrich will be Yovel Yetzei. That's why I need the Pasuk of Yovel Yetzei to tell me that it does go back to the original owner at Yovel. In that case, where neither Batei Arichoma nor Stei Achuza would have gone back to the original owner. Maskeflor of Zeira, my Iria Golo Acher, Afil Lo Golo Nami. Why do you have to come up with a case of Golo Acher, even if someone else was not Goel the field from Hagdish? Hekdish, the pasuk of Yovel Yetzei would still apply. As you look at Rashi, afilu lo galo achar nami lepuk miyad Hekdish, we should still take it away from Hekdish itself and give it back to the original owner. Daksivu be Yovel Yetzei tlo itzrich l'michtav mishum machar hediot to iskish l'sados, that we don't need to tell me about a case of machar hediot because we already compared it to sados. So in that case, I know be Yovel Yetzei. Tell me when it's still in the possession of Hekdish, that be Yovel Yetzei. Why do you have to talk about someone else buying it from Hekdish? Samle abayi shalo yomru Hekdish yotzei below pidyon. No, if Hekdish were to just give it back, people would think Hekdish goes out without pidyon. So we wanted to set up a case where it's already in somebody else's possession, and now it's going to go back to the original owner at Yovel. But if Hekdish still has it, it's going to look bad if it just goes straight back, because it's going to look like Hekdish goes out below pidyon. So says Gemara, mi nolan. How do we know that this is true? Mi ben Levi, from Ben Levi. Ma ben Levi she yafa kocho bimem karo. Hura kocho behekdesho, just like a Ben Levi, who's given the upper hand when it comes to selling, is given the lower hand a disadvantage when it comes to being makdish. What does that mean? A Ben Levi is given the upper hand when it comes to selling. Even a sada that a Ben Levi is makdish, he can be goel right away. Bate Arichoma, a Ben Levi, whereas everybody else can only be goel for the first year, a Ben Levi can be goel forever. So he's given the upper hand when it comes to a sale. But when it comes to Hekdish, the Ben Levi cannot be poda miyad Hekdish. I'm sorry, he is not going to get it back without pidyon, as we're going to see by Ben Levi. So he's given the lower hand when it comes to Hekdish. So Yisrael shehura kocho b'mem karo. So Yisrael, who has the lower hand when it comes to a sale, meaning he's not able to redeem a bat erichoma after the first year. He is not able to be goel afield immediately. He's got to wait 2 years. So in din shehura kocho b'hekdesho should for sure have the lower hand when it comes to being makdish something. So says Gemara, well, let's see, what are we talking about? V'hasa minalan. What do we mean by Ben Levi that he's hura kocho behekdesho? Says Gemara, d'tanya, we have a braisa. V'yatza memker, shomei ani afilu avadav metaltel av ashtarav. From that pasuk, I would think that if it would have said v'yatza memker biyovel, and it didn't say bias, I would have thought even shtarim metaltelin of a levi, if he sells it, goes out at yovel. So tamalomer bias v'irach uzaso. That's why the pasuk says bias v'irach uzaso, that only a bias goes out at yovel. So matamalomer memker. So why does it give a general term of memker, which implies everything that he has can go out at yovel? Memker yotze b'chinam vein hektish yotze b'chinam el b'pidyon. The difference is if he sells it, anything that he sells goes out for free at Yovel, but Hekdish doesn't go out for free, it's going to go out bepidyon. So you see right there that there's a difference between when a Levi sells something and when a Levi is makdish something. If he sells something, he just gets it back. When he's makdish something, he doesn't just get it back, he's going to have to pay to get it back. Upligad Raboshia, and this is against Raboshia. Dam Raboshia, Hakol Oyu B'chal V'nasana Kesef V'kamla. Raboshia says, everything was included in V'nasana Kesef V'kamla. Rashi explains. First, let's see. Upligad Raboshia. Hadar Amar Ravuna Le'el Makdish Bayis B'batei Chatzerim V'go'ala Acher Miyad Hekdish Yotza Miyada V'chazeres L'bailin B'yovel Pligad Raboshia. What disagrees with Raboshia? The statement we made before that Ravuna made about that strange case of someone who's makdish a batei chatzer and someone else was bought it from Hekdish, that when Yovel comes, it's going to go back to the original Bailam. That's against Rabbi Oshia. How's that against Rabbi Oshia? Because Rabbi Oshia said everything was bichlal v'nasra kasavakam lo zot Rashi shalokeach klum miyad Hekdish yokum amekach biyodol yolam. No matter what you buy from Hekdish, it's going to stay in your possession forever. So kishapirei takasav b'steyachuza that when the Torah says that when your gold is stayachuza that belongs to somebody else from Hekdish, that you lose it at Yovel and it goes to the Kohanim instead. So I said, Sadahu de Parakle v'nafka l'Kohanim. It's a special exception by a Sada that when you redeem it, when you buy it from Hekdish and Yovel comes, it goes to the Kohanim. But everything. everything else, like Batei HaChatzerim, would remain with the person who redeemed it from Hagdish and would not go back to the Kohanim. Ubiyovel Yatza Lamali. So what does Biyovel Yatza come to teach me? Amra Papla Nitzchal Lamokar Bayis Batei HaChatzerim Pagu Biyovel B'Shana Shnia. Comes to tell me about someone who sells a house in Batei HaChatzerim, and Yovel comes up in the second year. Not Makdish, someone who sells a house in Batei HaChatzerim, and Yovel comes up in the second year. So now let's analyze, what would the halacha be about that Yovel? Because again, we said Batei HaChatzerim gets the advantages of Batei Arichoma and the advantages of Stei Achuza. So when you sold a house, and then within 2 years of selling it, Yovel comes up. If you want to say that you compare it to Stei Achuza, well, you shouldn't get it back at Yovel, because you need a 2 year time period where the purchaser gets the field. So you need to be mashlim the 2 years. So you wait till after Yovel to give him the opportunity to be mashlim the 2 years, to complete the 2 years after Yovel. That's what we learned earlier, that if only achla shana achas lefnei yovel, you're mashlimin lo shana acheres liachar yovel. That's the halacha. Lahach yitzrich ubiyovel yetzei. That's why I need the pasuk tell me ubiyovel yetzei, buy a bayis bebatei achatzeros, when yovel comes up within the 2 years, that it's going to go back to the original owner by yovel. But in the case where you're makdish a bayis in batei achatzeros, Rabbi Oshia does not hold, and someone else redeemed it from Hagdish, Rabbi Oshia does not hold like Rav Huna, that it goes back to the original owner at Yovel. No, it's going to go to Hegdish. It's going to remain with the new Bailim, with the guy who bought it at Yovel. So Tanya Kavasei Rav Huna v'tiyufta Rav Oshia. We actually have a brisa that very much supports Rav Huna and is a rejection of Rav Oshia. Hamagdish bayis b'batei achatzerim mariza gol miyad v'gol l'yolam. If a person is magdish a bayis in b'batei achatzerim, he could redeem it right away and he could redeem it forever. He could redeem it later on. Gol lo achar miyad Hegdish. But if someone else redeems it from Hegdish, he gia Yovel v'lo nigal, and Yovel comes and the original owner never bought it back, chozer l'baylim b'yovel, says Beferish, goes back to the baylim at Yovel. So that must be what Ubiyovel Yetzei is coming to teach me, exactly like Rav Huna said, not like Rav Oshia, who would say that it stays with the new purchaser in that case, and that it's only when you're mocher a bias in the Batei HaChatzeros that we need the pasuk of Ubiyovel Yetzei. Okay, period. New Mishnah. Veilu in Batei HaChatzeros. What is Batei HaChatzeros? What does a city need to be for its homes to be called Batei HaChatzeros? Shnei Chatzeros shel shnei batim. Afal pishem ukefes choma mimos yishu benun arayin ke Batei HaChatzeros. If it's got two Chatzeros with two houses each, and that's all it's got, so even if it does have a wall around it, it would still be called Batei HaChatzeros. It wouldn't have a din of Batei HaChatzeros. So Tan Rabbana from the fact that it says Batei HaChatzeros, I already know that there are no walls. Why does the pasuk then have to specifically say Asher Ein Lehem Choma, that there are no walls? So we see from there, Afal Pi Sheyesh Lehem Choma, K'misha Ein Lehem Choma, that sometimes a city, even if it has physically it has a wall, we treat it as if halachically it doesn't have a wall. V'kama batim shnayim Chatzeros shnayim, shtei chatzeros shel shnei batim. What are the qualifications? Well, batim is plural, so it's got to have two houses. Chatzeros is plural, it's got to be two chatzeros. So we darshin two houses in each of two chatzeros. That's the definition of batei chatzeros. The ema bias, the chatzer bias v'chatzer. The gears has changed too. Maybe when it says batim, it means two houses total in two chatzeros, meaning one house in each chatzer. How do you know that it's two houses in each chatzer? Say imkein lichtav rachmana chatzerim. Let the pasuk just say chatzerim, and I'll know that the definition of a chatzer, it has to have at least one house in a chatzer. So that would have already told me that that's enough to make batei chatzeros. Why did it have to tell me batim as well? It must be that batim is telling me how many houses there must be in each chatzer. V'chitei mikatzav rachmana chatzerim chatzer below bayis mashma. And if you're going to say no from chatzer alone, I would not have known that you need a bias in each chatzer. I would have thought you just need multiple chatzeros, even if there are no batim whatsoever in the chatzeros. Says Gemara, no, you would not have thought that, because ahu karpe fikri. That's not called a chatzer. A yard with no bias isn't called a chatzer, it's called a karpe. So that when the Torah says chatzerim, we already know that it's got to be at least two chatzeros each with at least one house. Why does it then tell me batim? To tell me that, no, each of the two chatzeros has to have at least two houses in it. Next Mishnah. Yisrael sheyarash avi imo Levi eino goel keseder azeh. Yisrael that yarshins his grandfather who was a Levi is not going to be able to be goel like this seder. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Shemachra shetei nechletas lokeach l'sof shana eliolam goel kalevi. He doesn't act as a Yisrael. He acts like a Levi. He's going to be able to be goel his property forever, just like a Levi has, because the pasuk says gulas olam tiel leviim. So he's considered like a Levi. V'chein Levi sheyarsh savi imo Yisrael eino goel seder azeh. And a Levi who yarshins his Yisrael grandfather also has the advantages of a Levi. Shenemar, because the pasuk says ki batei aria leviim hi achuzasam. So Rabbi Darshan's, the Mocher himself has to be a Levi. It can't be a Yisrael who yarshined his grandfather who was a Levi. And it has to be in the city of Levim. The Yerusha itself, the land itself, has to be Ariel Levim. So that's Lafuke, a Levi whose grandfather was Yisrael. So those people don't have the din of Levim. So this was another one I sat there for a while on. But this is direct stira to the previous line. The previous line in the Mishnah just said that if a Levi yarshins his grandfather Yisrael, or Yisrael yarshins his grandfather Levi, he does have a din of a Levi. Now we're saying, no, you're only going to have a din of a Levi if the land you yarshined was from a Levi, and you are a Levi. So it's a direct stira. The Gemara is going to deal with it. And Chum say, no, the whole issue is that it has to be Arei Halavim. The issue is not who is being goel the field. It doesn't matter if it's Yisrael being goel the field. The field must be Arei Halavim. Says the Gemara, Vel Keman, Keben Levi. At the first line of the Mishnah, right away, asks the Kasha. First line of the Mishnah says that he's not Goel Keseder Azeh, that he's not Goel, that Yisrael, who Yarshins his Levi grandfather, isn't Goel like Yisrael. So who is he Goel like? Like a Levi, meaning he gets the advantages of a Levi. Vadatani, Achie Levi, Vari Levi. But then later it says that the only way he gets the dinim of a Levi is if he himself is a Levi and his grandfather was a Levi. So, Ema Eno Goel Ella Keseder Azeh. So you have to change the Mishnah, you have to change the words of the Mishnah, that he's only Goel Keseder Azeh, like Yisrael, unless he is a Levi and his grandfather is a Levi. If either one is not, then he's only going to be Goel like Yisrael. So that's how you have to retranslate and reinterpret the first couple of lines of the Mishnah, by adding in the word Ella, not Eino Goel Keseder Azeh, Eino Goel Ella Keseder Azeh. The Gemara does this all the time. We add words into the Mishnah to make it work. So Bishlam, I just came across a Milchamos yesterday in Sanhedrin, the Ramban in the Milchamos Sanhedrin Dafayin Beis asks Akasha, what when the Gemara rejects Rav, I've never seen this before, Rishonah, why don't we just change the words of Rav and make it work? Like we do that everywhere else. We change words of Mishnais, we change words of Amoraim. So yes, such a Kasha. It's that commonplace that you can ask Kasha, why didn't we just change the words of the Amora to make it work? So it says Gemara, Bishlam Ariel Vim Dhsiv ki bate Ariel Vim El Levi Minolan. I understand Ariel Levim, it says ki bate Ari Halavim. So I understand why it needs to be, these halachos need to be about the ancestral plot of a Levi in the Ari Halavim. But where do you know that it has to be a Levi who's actually doing the gula? How do you know that a Yisrael grandson of a Levi who's being goel a city, a field that's in a city of Levim, how do I know that he doesn't get the din of a Levi? Dichsiv asher yigal min halavim, because it seems to emphasize who the people are also, min halavim. Tanya v'ashar yigal min alavim. Yachal Levi Yisrael yigal shezei yafa kocho v'zehura kocho. I might think a Levi can be goel from a Yisrael, because if Yisrael is the one that ended up buying it, because the Levi has an upper hand and Yisrael has a lower hand, of a Levi mi Levi lo, shezei yafa kocho v'zehura yafa kocho. But if a Levi ended up buying it, I would think a Levi cannot be goel it from another Levi, because both of them have the upper hand. So who says that the original Levi should have any more strength than the new Levi? So tamalomer min alavim. Min alavim v'lo kolol v'im pratle Ben Levi, Mamzer Venasin. So it says Min Alavim, we darshan Min Alavim, but not all of him, to exclude a Levi Mamzer and a Levi Nasin, and therefore we Kol Shekain, it would a Yisrael who descends from a Levi, who's not even a Levi at all, would be excluded. The Chumrom remained Varmalamurim Elabari Alevim. Aval Achie Levi Lo Amrinan. The Chum say, no, I disagree with this whole thing. This again, this is all one big brisa. The Chum say, I disagree with this whole thing, just like the Chum in the Mishnah, that all of this, all these halachos about the Geula done by a Levi is only a din in Arei Halevim. There is no din that you actually have to be a Levi. But Rebbe thinks there is a din that you actually have to be a Levi. He learns it from the Pasuk that excludes a Levi who is born from a Mamzeris or a Nesi from the Parsha. So if even that's excluded, Kal v'chomer, a Yisrael that's born from a Bas Levi is excluded from the Parsha of this special din of Geula that a Levi could be Goel Liolam. Okay, next Mishnah. Once we're on the topic of Arei Halaviyim, Enos and Sada Migrash v'lo Migrash Sada. You can't turn a field into an area of Migrash, nor an area of Migrash into a field. What's this about? Rashi explains on the bottom right-hand side. Sada Migrash. Migrash have a elef amos sabav li'ir. Migrash is an area of 1,000 amos around the city. Midachsiv mekiri ir v'chutza elef amos saviv. V'chutzla also elef. So essentially, every one of the Arei Halaviyim had a 1,000 amma area around the city that was empty, and then 1,000 amos around that was full of fields and vineyards and things like that. But a migrash was panui miklum, Rashi says. It had nothing in it. No bias, no planting, nothing. It was just there to make the city look more suburban, to look more spacey, to look more spacious, to make it look nice. So you're not allowed to turn the sada area into migrash, nor the migrash into sada. V'lo migrash ir, v'lo ir migrash. You're not allowed, back in the Mishnah, you're not allowed to turn a migrash into a city area, nor city into Migrash area. Amar of Lazar Bamed Varmamur and Bari Alevim. That's only true by Ari Alevim. Aval Ba'ari Yisrael, but when it comes to Ari Yisrael, Osin Sada Migrash, Migrash Sada, Migrash Ir. Those three things you're allowed to do. You could turn a Sada into a Migrash, Migrash into Sada, and Migrash into city. You could expand the city, build more houses if you need to in the empty area around it. But Velo Ir Migrash. Don't take an area of houses, demolish the houses, and turn it into empty, open space. Shlo Yachrivu Asare Yisrael. For Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, we don't want to destroy houses in Eretz Yisrael. We want to build houses in Eretz Yisrael. We don't want to be Machriv Arei Yisrael. Hakwanim Velviim, Mochrin Liolam, Vigolim Liolam. Shnemar Gula Solim Tiel Leviim. Kwanim Velviim could be Mocher Liolam. They can always sell and they can always be Goel. So, meaning, always be Goel just means that if they're selling Bate Arei Choma, they have more than a year to buy it back. They could buy it back whenever they want. It's not that after a year it gets to stay by whoever bought it. What does Mochrin Liolam mean? That they could always sell it. So says Rashi, Mochrin Liolam, Afil Bishnasa Yovel Atzma. Even during Yovel it says, Kach Shemati. So says Rashi, that's what I heard. That's what it means, Mochrin Liolam. That even during Yovel they could sell it. Frak Rashi Vikashali, Amai. Just like we had a machlokas, Rav and Shmuel, earlier in Daf Chav Tes, if you sell a field during Yovel, does it count or does it not count? We should have the same machlokas over here. Ulmeimer kavul chomer. Mechur kvar yotza achshav da hamrin leel de memkoros shalevi chozer b'shnasa yovel. That which a Levi had sold previously would go free at Yovel. So kavul chomer, that which he didn't sell, he can't sell the chadchila at Yovel. That same kavul chomer that Rav and Shmuel argued about should be over here also. So says Rashi, I don't think we're saying that mechurin leolam means that he could sell it at Yovel. This is a Mishnah that just mentions this, Derech Agav, that it just mentions Machron Yolam to keep consistency with previous Mishnayis. But there is really no halacha of a Kohen Levi being Mocher Liolam. The halacha is that they could be Goel Liolam. Okay, says the Gemara. Amar Blazar. Bamedvar Mamur Bari Alevim Aval Bari Yisrael Osin. So the Mishnah had said that it's only true by Ari Alevim that you're not allowed to take the Migrash area and turn it into an ear, but by Arei Yisrael, you are. You're allowed to build on the Migrash area. Everyone seems to agree, though, that when it comes to a Levi's area, a Levi city, a Levium city, you're not allowed to change it. You're not allowed to adjust it and to turn the even a Migrash into an ear. So, Minani Mili, where does that come from? Where does such a din originate from? Amar Blazar, Amar Krav, the Stei Migrash Areim Lo Yimacher. It says that the Stei Migrash, their cities of Stei Migrash, you cannot sell. What does it mean you can't sell? Can't tell me that you can't sell anything in Arei Halavim, because they're a dinim of Geula by Arei Halavim. There's only Geula if you sold it. So it can't mean that you can't sell. So it must be lo yimacher means you can't change it. That you can't change its function, but certainly you can sell it. Minchas Chinuch writes that Arei Halavim is an Isra Lav to change it, based on the drash of the Gemara. But Arei Yisrael, that the Tanakhama says is Aser, those elements of Arei Yisrael that you're not allowed to change, like from Migrash into Asada, Asada into Migrash, or Ear into Migrash. So says the Minchas Chinuch, that's only Midrabanan, because the Chorban Eretz Yisrael, I'm sorry, by Arei Yisrael, what did we say? By Arei Yisrael, the only Migrash into, only Ear into Migrash you're not allowed to do. So that Isra of Ear into Migrash is only Mishum Chorban Eretz Yisrael Midrabanan, Omri Pnei Noi Midrabanan. And he says that's the Sheet of the Rambam as well, and the Sheet of the Sefer HaChinuch, that they quote this Pasuk only by Arei Halavim, not by Arei Yisrael. So even though there is some limitation on Arei Yisrael, it's not the same as the many limitations on Arei Halavim. The limitations on Arei Halavim are limitations Midrabanan. Oraisa, the limitation on Arei Yisrael is only a limitation midrabanan. And the Sfas Emes also says that this is only according to Rabbi Lazar, but according to the Chachamim that hold that this din is knowing given by Ari Yisrael, you have to say that everything is Mishum Kavod V'Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. Sfas Emes goes even further. He says the fact that we're quoting a Pasuk is only if you hold this is a din unique to Ari Elavim. But if there's any din by Ari Yisrael also, then it can't be that the din is based in a Pasuk, and therefore the Ari Elavim din shouldn't be based in a Pasuk either. Then even Ari Elavim would only be Midrabanan. So this is a Achronim, how to understand the relationship between Arei Halavim and Arei Yisrael. Is it the same din, or is it two separate dinim? Okay, HaKohanim v'Halavim mochrin li'olam v'golam li'olam. So the Mishnah said, Kohanim and Levim can always be mochir, can always be goel. Tan Rabbanim gulos olam t'yel Levim. Mata b'lomer, why does the Pasuk tell me gulos olam t'yel Levim? V'yishnemer b'mispar shnei t'vos y'mochir lach y'achalav zekein. Because we learned previously that you cheshbin out how much benefit did the guy get from the land, and you buy it back for that price, for by deducting that price. So I might think the same is true by Levim. Tam Lomer Gulas Olam Tiel Levim. That's what the pasuk says. Gulas Olam Tiel Levim. Because we have a pasuk that says that the sada goes out by Yovel Kodesh LaHashem, it goes to the Kohanim. So Yachlav Zekein, I might think Arei Halavim also will go to the Kohanim if you were Makdishit and then Yovel came. Tamalomar Gul, and you were never Goel it. Tamalomar Gula Solom Tiel Halavim. That's why the pasuk says no Gula Solom Tiel Halavim, that. That the Levim have the right to be goel it always. The fishenemer v'kama bayis asher b'ir asher lochoma letzmisus. Because there's a pasuk that says by bate arichoma that after a year, if you have not redeemed your bate arichoma, it stays by the lokeach forever. Yochlav zekei, and I might think the same might be true for Ari Levim. Tam lomer gulasolim tiel Levim. That's why it says no, not true. Gulasolim tiel Levim. Says more bishlamani itarti lechi. The first two I understand very well the drasha. El bate arichoma Levim mi isluhu. Why do I need a drasha to tell me that if Levi sells a house in Batei Arichoma from Batei Arichoma of Arei Halavim, that he could buy it back after 1 year is up? There's no such thing as Batei Arichoma in Arei Halavim. None of the Arei Halavim were walled cities. So why do I need a drasha to tell me that he could buy it back? It's a metzias that can't happen. Vatani, we have a brayso. Arim alaluenos no son. Lo kfarim ktanim, lo krachim gdolim, ela yoros benonios. Arei Halavim cannot be made tiny villages, nor large cities, mid-sized cities. Mid-size is defined as no wall. So how could it ever happen? So I'm Rav Kana lo kasha, kan shehukaf ulbesof yoshav, kan sheyoshav ulbesof hukaf. When it was walled first and then was dwelled in, so that you don't find a city of Levim that had that situation. But you can have a city of Levim that was settled, and then afterwards, after the times of Yeshua, it was already determined that it was an Arei Halavim during the times of Yeshua, but then later they put a wall around it. So that's how you can have a din of Batei Arichoma by Arei Halavim. Says Marv Chai Gavna Miav Yechoma, does that count as a walled city though? For Batei Arichoma, Vatani Vishki Machar Bayis Moshe Vyechoma, Shehukav Lubusov Yashav, Lo Sheyashav Lubusov chukav, that it can only be a bater rechama if it had a wall before anyone lived in it. I might think that even if the Jews build a wall around it after Yeshua arrives in Eretz Yisrael, that counts as a walled city. So we darshin that no, that it's good. Just like when we enter into Eretz Yisrael, it talks about a choma, and who built that choma? Only Goyim built that choma. So too, any city that's bater rechama, it has to be a wall that was there when we got there. It has to be a wall that was built by Ovdi Chavim. I might think if a guy builds the wall after we arrive in Eretz Yisrael, you hire some Arab workers and they build a wall. So I might think that also counts as a walled city. No, to have a din of Bat Erechoma, Goyim have to have built the wall before we arrived. So again, we're back to the problem. Ari Leviim never were Bat Erechoma, because when Yeshua gave the cities to the Leviim, they were Yaros Benonios, without any walls. And building a wall later doesn't turn it into Bat Erechoma. And so Gemara, Tirgum Rav Yosef, Bredrav Salah Chasida, Kamedrav Papa, Yon Shenaflan Heinu Migrashehen. Maybe they originally got the city, Begorol, in the days of Yeshua, with a wall around it. Heinu Migrash Lemistrinuka, and the plan was to knock down the wall and make it a regular Arei Aleviim. So, but right now it was a walled city. So says Gemara, but Heinu Migrash Lemistrinukaimi, but aren't they supposed to be destroyed? So how can you say that they would ever have a din of a walled city? Because it's supposed to come down. So Ravashi Itzrich, Salkadai Dekaminam Demistatri Mistatri, Imizdavni Lichl. To, I might think, yeah, when the wall comes down, when it gets destroyed, good. So we'll destroy it, and then it won't have a din of a walled city. But in the meantime, it should have a din of a walled city, and even for Leviim, it should, after a year of selling it, it should stay by the Lokech forever. And therefore, it has to tell me, I need the Pasuk to tell me that Gula Solon Tia Lehem, that the Leviim will always be able to be Goalit. Tan Rabbanan, Kistea Chirim Lekoin Tia Chuzaso. We say that that it's going to go to a Kohen like a Stea Chirim. So frankly, Mar Matam Lom, what's this pasuk teaching me? Minayin lekohen shehikdash stei charama shlo yomar hol v'yotzei lekohanim v'arei tachas yadi tei shali. How do I know that if a kohen has a field that he got as a cherim that was given to kohanim, that he should not say that since it's yotzei lekohanim, so since at yovel anyway it's going to go to kohanim, I should be the one that gets to keep it, meaning he's the one that got it, so he should be the one that gets to keep it at Yovel and shouldn't be redivided amongst the Kohanim. V'dinu b'shalachirim and izoch b'shalatz mil kolshkein. And he says, you know what? It makes a lot of sense. By other people's fields, I'm going to get it at Yovel, so I should be able to keep the one that I already have. So tamlam v'yasad b'tzeis b'yovel kodesh l'ashem k'steachirim v'chimal l'manu m'steachirim. What do we learn from steachirim? So me'at ha'reza balalamid v'nim tzalamad. So even though it says k'steachirim as if we're learning something from steachirim, we're actually learning something to Steacherim from somewhere else. Makish Steacharamel Steachuzo. The comparison between Steacherim and Steachuzo is not to tell me that Steacherim sheds light on Steachuzo. It's to tell me that Steachuzo sheds light on Steacherim. So Steachuzo Shal Yisrael sheds light on Steacherim. Ma Steachuzo Shal Yisrael Yotzi Mitachas Yado. Umischalakas Lekohanim, just like a Steachuzo Shal Yisrael, is taken away at Yovel and gets divided amongst the Kohanim, meaning let's say someone else bought it from Hegdish. And now Yovel comes, so it goes to the Kohanim and gets divided evenly amongst that Mishmar of Kohanim. Af Steicharamo Yotzi Mitachas Yado Umischalekas Lachav Kohanim. So Steicharim also will be divided up, even though it was Cherim LaKohanim originally. When Yovel comes, it's going to be taken away from the Kohen who got it, and it's going to be divided up evenly amongst the Kohanim, just like a Steichuzo would be. So we said previously, the Kohen's going to try to make the Kal V'chomer, that I would get other people's fields. So I should for sure get to keep the Steacherim that I have in my possession. Well, me, dummy, what kind of ridiculous Kal V'chomer is that? Can you compare the two? Hasam Zocha Bialma, Hacha Kashakile. Over there, he was Zocha in it. Over here, he's trying to take it away from his other Kohanim brothers. Meaning over there, it was a Cherim LaKohanim that actually fell into his portion. Over here, he's trying to take that which doesn't fall into his portion. So Rami Bar Chama Istrich Salka Derech Minu Halak Sivi Ishas Kedosh of Lo Yiyu. I might have thought since the pasuk says Vishas Kedosh of Lo Yiyu, that there's a din that a Kohen always has the right, even if it's not his mishmar, he always has the right to go and bring a carbon chatas or be menadev nolo or a shlamim, and he doesn't have to give it to the anshei mishmar. He gets to keep it. So Hanami Ki Kedosh of Damya. I might think a steacherim counts like his hegdish that he gets to keep it. So Mi Dami Kach of Lav Bereshusay Hachab Bereshuso. So how can can you compare the two? By the kachim, it's not perushu, so it's really a Kodesh Baruch Hu's, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu's is giving him Mishulchan Gavoa. Over here, we're talking about something that he wants to make his. Elam Rav Nachman Itzrich. No, the Chiddush is as follows. Salkadet Kamino Oksiv Ki Achuzas Olam Hulahem Hanami Achuzasuhi. I might think this is part of Achuzas Olam. That which he gets as a Stei Acherim is his Achuz, and he should get to keep forever. Kamash Milan Achuzasu in Charamalo. That's only if it's an Achuz of it's a Yerusha. But if it's something that he just got as a Stei Acherim and he does not get to keep it forever, comes Yovel. He's going to have to divide and give it to the other Kohanim of that Mishmar and have them divided evenly amongst themselves. He does not get to keep it himself. On Friday, we will begin Mesechas Temura.